for calling customer support. My name is Nini. May I have your zip code so I may assist you?
85213.
Thank you so much. Your first and last name, please.
Michael Scottarigia.
And may I have your shipping address, please?
2345 East Main Street, number 55, Mesa, Arizona.
Thank you, sir. May I will look now on your account. Thank you for your patience. I see now, sir, for the kitchen item.
Yep, kitchen measure.
Yes, sir. And this is a, this is the sweepstakes, sir, that you have paid ticket for. You've paid a sweepstakes ticket, a drawing.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And 1 minute for me, please. And you'll be charged for the discount shopping store and will receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store?
I don't know anything about that. My question is, it was supposed to be a $2 charge. And my bank was charged $7.95.
Yeah, this is this is you receiving, you're paying for the sweepstakes drawing.
That's not what the advertisement said on Facebook.
In order to see if you can get the mixer, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you've paid, what you've paid for is so to see if you can get the mixer. It's a sweepstakes.
Again, that's not what the Facebook ad said. It had me pick boxes, and the mixer came up.
Well, we are a third-party call center, and we just help other businesses and products with the customer. So
only 10 people were supposed to be in the drawing.
Say that again, please,
sir. Only 10 people were supposed to win a mixer.
Yeah, there
according
many
to the Facebook advertisement.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we don't know everything about that advertisement. We just know what we're doing to help the customer.
So how are you helping me?
By letting you know the rules.
I was misled by the ad on Facebook.
I'm so sorry.
It said $2 charge, not $7.95.
That marketing, we're not a part of. We're just a part of the ordering.
So I'm receiving a mixer in 5 to 7 days like the ad said?
No, you're being considered in a winning sweepstakes for a mixer.
Boy, the ad on Facebook was terribly deceiving. I'm going to report to Facebook about the ad.
I'm so sorry.
That isn't what it said. And I want a refund of my $7.95.
Okay, hold on 1 minute for me, please. Thank you. Mr. Michael, thank you for your patience. I'll be right with you, I promise. Thank you.
Okay.
Just say 7-4 parts. He's gonna make it 210,000. Christopher out. Push it away would be Brazilian, but no. Stubborn with a 10-6 R.
Mr. Michael?
Yeah.
So you have been given back your 795.
Okay.
And I have the order, the refund order number for you if you would like it.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
So what is it?
That number is C like Charlie 2601963111.
Can I repeat that back to you?
Yes, sir.
C2601963111.
Yes, sir. 3 to 5 business days that money will be back on your account. And thank you so much for calling customer support. So sorry for the miscommunication, okay?
There wasn't any miscommunication. It was a very misleading ad.
I'm sorry, sir.
From Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to take extra measures, too, to make sure that ad comes off Walmart or off Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer support, okay?
Yes.